لا رحمك الله. عندنا وزيتات لهذه الباد ليك. So the man said, you are saying that anyone who recites Bismillah الذي لا يضر in the morning and in the evening, no harm shall touch him. How about you? Look at your leg now. Look at your leg. Hasn't harm touched you? A man said, what happened was that the day that he got his leg disabled, that his leg became disabled, he did not remember to recite Bismillah al-Ladhi al-Ladhi. That he said, Liyakti Allahu Amran. So that a preordainment that Allah has written for him must be established. So he forgot. So what are we saying is that sometimes you find the individual, every time you find him or all this, and then he will forget so that the Qadar will be established. The Shaykh Ali al-Halabi, who passed away, he spoke about him. He said that what happened to him when he got the COVID-19? He said it is evidence that لا يمنع ملا احتراز من قدر. No safe guidelines can protect an individual from a qadar. He was holding strictly to all guidelines, yet he still had COVID-19 and died of COVID-19. So the best, that's why I was going to say that the best of what we have is to beg Allah to protect us. That is the best. Then we follow in proper distance. The best of what we have is that Allah should protect us. Then we follow it up with these means. They are means of protection. And the Sharia has encouraged us to take the means of protection. So, hasn't the Sharia encouraged us to take the means of protection? Just like he encouraged us to take the means of seeking care. For it is Allah who actually cares. And he has given allowed means, lawful means, the means of seeking cure, even though the cure actually comes from who? From me. So the same way he has given means of seeking protection, even though the actual protection comes from who? Allah subhanahu. In fact, the one who thinks that it is the nose mask that he is protecting has a problem with his aqidah and tawhid. You must know that it is just a means. Just like risk, we have been commanded to follow the means of gaining risk. But who is Abraza'ah who actually gives risk? Whatever means you are following, I'm a teacher, I'm a lecturer, I'm a farmer, I'm a whatever, they are just all, they are no other than mere means to that goal of seeking lawful remedy for ourselves, which is also not from the Sharia. In fact, not to follow the lawful means will be from the acts of sin, if what for which we need that means is a thing that is obligatory. So for you to gain that thing that is obligatory, the means also becomes what? Obligatory for you. Do you understand? Allah does him Allah yet him and why they will love him for the whole life. May Allah protect all of us. So this is the right approach we must have to these protection, means of protection that we take. We beg Allah to protect all of us. So I think the least of what we can do today is to make it an open thing. We even allow we come to do practice in the next class. Our brothers will begin to read the book to us. Qualification and begin to explain as much as Allah wills, inshallah. And I hope that, inshallah, before Ramadan, I wish that we can conclude that one before Ramadan. Inshallah. Ramadan is not for 5 weeks or 6 weeks away. We are in Rajab now. This is the second week in Rajab. Shaban has had a week for me. Add it to the 2 remaining weeks in Rajab. See, it's just about 6 months. Maximum 7 weeks in Ramadan. 7 weeks can be So I hope that we can read this book, inshallah, in 7 weeks. If our readings will be comfortable with that. If you have a few questions you'd like to ask about, you can take them, inshallah. I'm going to be calling Abu Yusuf if I want to hear a question. Now, alaykum salam. No. About what? Lose. If I have a means of strength to overcome you, I will overcome you. Or I would have depended on the Rukn al-Shadid, literally meaning the strong pillar. So it is Rukn al-Shadid that is interpreted to mean a family. I would have depended on you or relied on my strong family background to overcome you. This is how this verse is generally interpreted. Now, as for the hadith, as you asked me, trying to record whether there is a hadith or marfu or sahih about this verse. But I am not recalling it. I am not remembering this hadith that I said. Even though it is not far-fetched. It's not far-fetched that said that he reports like this. The expressions may be different from what he said. You understand? But let's say there's a report that says, after Luke, the rest of the messengers began to have very strong family background. It's not in learning. It is not a legend, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim. You start from the known. What you know is that Allah is al-alim. Allah is al-qadir. He did not call himself alim. If he called himself, he described himself as alim, he connected it to something else. Like saying that Alim will pray. But Alim knows. Alim is someone who is just knowledgeable. He refers to himself as Al-Alim, absolutely knowledgeable. The Alim may not be Alim yesterday. But Al-Alim is absolutely knowledgeable. And that knowledge was not preceded with him. This is the meaning of Al-Alim. And that knowledge will not be followed with forgiveness, will not be followed with forgetfulness. Allah's knowledge was not preceded with ignorance. And it will not be followed with what? Forgetfulness. For us, there were times we did not know anything. When you came from the womb of our mother, she did not know anything. It's a clear cut verse. Go. And later, when we become old, we also don't know anything anymore. As for the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge is absolute. We understand. The knowledge is not preceded with ignorance. Start from known to unknown. So it's a known clear cut fact. Allah knew all the kind of world. So there was also a time that he did not know something and then he had to do it. What we said that his knowledge was not preceded with ignorance. It's a verse from the Quran. When Musa was telling Fir'aun about Allah, what did he say about Allah? He says, My Lord has never been ignorant. And he does not become forgetful. My Lord was never ignorant. And he does not become forgetful. We understand. This is Al-Alim. From his being Al-Alim is that he knows all things. And they are all in that same sentence. He was never ignorant. And he will not be followed with forgetfulness. So Allah knew to China who was Allah used, but he was going to do that. Upon, I'm trying to help you clarify that understanding. You know, upon that, that taking for what he said, citing the record, it's not that, he now knew that. No, he had known that from the time of sleep, this is what I'll start doing. It is not that I will now change back. No, he had known that from the time of Lut, Lut will be the means for me to change it. It was not that at the time of Lut, I have now learned. Why? Why would you say he has now learned? We can't say that. Why can't we say that? Because liar vision. So he had known it. So we give an interpretation that will indicate that there is a known fact. And whatever you now want to understand will be understood in the context of the fact that it's clear for the moment. It's not that he learns now, no. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has never been ignorant and he will not be followed in his knowledge by what? By forgetfulness. It means from the time of Lut alayhi salam, I will start doing this now as a means of ease for the messenger. Is it clear now? There's a point of explanation that will come from that. It is from modern day approach to issues. Modern day young people's approach to issues. What is that approach? Rationalization. In our own times now, we want to rationalize everything. It's a kind of a learning we are getting from social media especially. We want to be able to rationalize. These matters are beyond us. They are beyond our mindset. There are things that we just accept what Allah and His Messenger say to us. But we want to rationalize. A few days ago, NASA arrived Mars. NASA arrived Mars students, and they say that due to the excess profuse availability of carbon dioxide, they have to start thinking how can a human being stay on Mars? How can a human being stay on Mars? So they started suggesting carbon dioxide is so profuse on Mars. They say, okay, it means human beings who go to Mars, they will start wearing devices that convert carbon dioxide into oxygen. So, how about excess radiation? Because to go on that journey, they will be in space for 7 months between Earth and Mars. They will be in a plane. Call it a plane. Call it a jet. Call it a rocket. Call it anything. They will be in this place. For how many months? 7 months. They will not be exposed to oxygen. They will not be exposed to what we are exposed to. So their bone mass ratio will be reduced. You know what that means? It will be as if their bones are dissolving. So they started thinking how will they handle that. It's okay, at mass itself, there's high level carbon content. There's exposure to radiation. Because once you go off the Earth's atmosphere, you are exposed to more dangerous radiation from various, heavenly bodies, astronomical body, whether from the sun or from its sisters, the sun has sisters, or from other bodies in the sky. So they will be too exposed, they will even be exposed to radiation that they can't study from the Earth. So all of these things go beyond their imagination. I say this is even things that we can study from with physical means. How about those other issues that we can't even imagine? Many of the issues are beyond our mindset. Beyond our mindset. So the easy thing for us is just accept the reality. Is it sahih? Yes, we accept it. So that we do not break ourselves into the bodies of reasoning about something you can't imagine. In this dunya, if I tell you, tell me how Washington DC looks like. There is W. Bush Street on Washington. Tell me how it looks like. What do you think? Washington is just 16 hours from Lagos. 16 hours. Straight flight across the Atlantic. Tell me how George W. Bush Street looks like in Washington. What do you think? Tell me how George W. Bush Street looks like in Washington. Yes. You don't know. So what will you rely on here to know how that street is? What will you depend on? Google Maps cannot tell you everything. And it is just in the age of Google Maps. So leave Google Maps aside. Because there are still many other things your woman will not tell you. So if someone comes and says, I have lived on that street for a year, I know the street, and start telling you, what will you do? Unless you believe that that person is a liar, you will just accept it like that. Do you understand? This is how being and issues of being are. Unless you want to belie the messenger. Otherwise, all that before is what you have. The Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah told him about the people of Nuh, he said, "Tilka min amba'il ghayb, nuhiha ilayk, ma kunta ta'lamuha anta wa la qawmuka min qabli hadha." Tilka min amba'il ghayb. All of these that we have told you about, Nuh, min amba'il ghayb, they are from information from the unseen. You didn't see it. So he went on to explain it. Ma kunta ta'lamuha. You, Muhammad, you never knew who Nuh was. Oh man, I didn't know. Tell him. You never knew who Nuh was. Ma kunta ta'lamuha. You never knew who Nuh alayhi salam was. Anta wa la qawmuka, yourself, nor were the Arabs having a tolerance about who? No. So meaning that if you ask the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu about who, what will he tell you? You will just depend on what Allah has told him too, because he wasn't there. He never knew who. So this will give us the rest of it. That's why this deen is based on Islam. So who now gave me that information? Aha! Say Muhammad. So why do I depend on that? What Muhammad tells me? I believe that the messenger of Allah. So you come back to the asl and the importance of shahadatan. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is the aspect of iman li risalati Muhammadin. I believe that Muhammad is his messenger. to the Quran. Muhammad now came alayhi salatu wasalam with two things, Al Quran and the Sunnah. This Quran and its explanation. So he tells us and we accept the Akhbar. So someone asked you, did you meet Muhammad? I said no. So how do you know? From the companions who met him. So you believe what the companions say? Say yes. Why do you believe the companions? Because the Quran itself tells me that these companions were people of truth and faith. They are reliable people. They never told a lie. And all I need to depend on when accepting information about something that I don't see is that if the person giving me the information should give me accurate information, and then it should be trustworthy person who would never tell a lie. So for that, I accept what the companion said. So you ask me the same question. Who told me about the companion? I said the Tabi'un. So why would you believe the Tabi'un? Because of two things. What are those two things? These Tabi'un, they are not known to be people who are liars or illegitimate. And then they are known to be people who will report narrations as exactly as they have heard it. 3 days ago there, at Olayan, there was a launching of an overhead bridge. You were not there. Were you there? But you know there was a launching. You believe it. Why? Because you believe that the person telling you will tell you the truth. And he will tell you the accurate things. These are the first two things about Ahadith. Adalat al-Rawi, Yamala wa Baktubu. What is the religiosity of the person giving you the report? The first, if you want to verify the hadith, who is sahih? Who is this person telling me a hadith? How is his deed? Would he tell a lie for a video? How many journalists today tell lies for a thousand, for 800? And these are the people who still read about and believe on social media. But they grow up, reporters from Afraji, they never told a lie even for the entirety of this thing. Because of their deen, dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never committed a sin, even when they had the opportunity not to be seen by anyone. There were people whose secrets and open were known to the people. This person, whether it's in front of people or is alone, is a righteous man. Because impiety or unrighteousness could lead the people to tell a lie. Unrighteousness could lead a man to tell a lie. Personal gains he wants from something could lead a man to tell a lie, but these people are not like that. So how do I know that these people are not like that? Their report of their lifestyle has been documented. This being has over 35,000 people, human beings, reporters of narrations from the Messenger of Allah. The details about the entirety of their life are known. No religion has this. The entirety of their lives are known. When we don't know the details of their lives, we are not going to depend on their reports. You say they are majhul, or majhulun, majahid. These are people whose conditions are not known. But how religious is he, we don't know. If we know him to be religious, how does he accurately report what he hears or what he sees? We must be able to verify that one too. So that is why there is a thing of finance, the students, which was common amongst the companions, they get there. Ibn Kathir, one of the things he did, Rahimahullah, in the book of Tafsir, any verse of the Quran that there is a hadith that says something regarding that verse, he gives that hadith under the tafsir of that whatever the case, it does not mean that he lied. He just made it as a means of talking something and starting something else regarding that. If this hadith is authentic. But upon what Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi has said here, al-Tirmidhi says, al-Hadith has Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi says, al-Hadith Hassan, then what it means is that it is Hassan, al-Abdi al-Ahim al-Akhiri, of the technical level of the scholars of Hadith who came after our flow. حديث حسن عند الترمذي الإمام الترمذي has three conditions those that you have mentioned and there is none of them that indicates that hadith is authentic. He's just showing that hadith is not fabric and that the two after the three has two isnad and that the two after the three that are both weak. So it remains to do all that for that thing. Are there other asanid? This will now require some sort of a further search and find out if that hadith is wrong. But in case it is, the best of what you can take from Noah is that from the time of Noah, Allah changed what he did regarding his messengers. Be clear to you. Be clear to you. Alaykum salam. Zeal to rationalize everything. And rational thinking itself makes us understand that not everything can go under rationalization. Not everything will happen. Rational thinking is limited. It cannot be employed in everything and in every situation. It will not. So some of the people think that no, if something is not rational, then it has to be correct. There are many things that are not rational and they are correct. There are so many things that are not rational and they are correct. How do you rationalize the fact that we have 32 instead of 15? What's rational about it? What's rational about it? What's rational about it? To show the beauty of what you are seeing. Singular. Show the beauty of what you are seeing. But singular. That's why any structure, anything that you see, if you cannot run an imaginary symmetry of minus symmetry, the beauty will not come to you. What's rational about that? And then even in rationalization, human beings are different. So everybody is able to do something rationally according to his own intellectual feelings. Now we are not all the same in our ability to rationalize. So don't base your gene upon rationalization. Depend upon following it. Follow the message. Obey and sanctify. Because some of these things will go beyond the rational. Very careful. Good night. Alaykum salam. About العقيدة الواسطية شرح الشيخ التيمين إن العقيدة الواسطية he gave two three ways of that reconciliation you're talking about. You can go and do that. Go back to شرح العقيدة الواسطية الشيخ التيمين he gave them three ways to rationalize and harmonize our two hands. Allah Allah. Alaykum salam. That is what the hand is for your mean or shame. There are two hands. And all that it means is that the other hand after the one may be called something else. Whether it is called your mean again or it is called shame again, doesn't matter. It means the second hand after the first one that was mentioned. Banned Bitcoin. recently when the CBN banned Bitcoin. Someone gave a tweet on Twitter. He said that you are banning something that does not exist physically. That these things are all just about numbers. So I became more confused. So how does number become money? And how does it turn into money? How does it turn from money to this comes again? Even if you go and read fatwa, you may not understand that fatwa, those fatwa, because you have not understood the operations. It is when you understand the operations that you'll be able to properly read the fatwa. So I have the two, but I've not been able to read them. I got some materials about because I have not done that tower regarding, but I have not read the fatwa because I have not done that tower operations. The time that you'll be able to understand the rulings regarding something is when you know how that thing operates. Because the fatwa is going to address the operations and give rulings regarding every part of that operation. The extent you just want to read it and say some scholar says it's halal or haram, you will not be able to have a mind of your own regarding it. So I've not been able to do that, to know how it operates and then read the verdicts of our ilama again. But one thing we find out in it all, that since, and I'll tell you the problem I have with that too, is that it has no governing body, governing it. The dollar is governed by who? Who owns the dollar? You see now, the pound sterling is governed by who? Even our own money, the naira, is governed by who? That is the CBN of Nigeria. But this one has no governance. It has no control. It has no body in charge of it. You can't determine what to do, what you don't do. So it's like put a child in the jungle. Put a child in a jungle. The child does not belong to that jungle. And in that jungle, there are animals, each of which has their own world. So it's like saying, throw a currency that is not controlled by anybody amongst the people who use currencies all over the world that are controlled by governments. How do you employ something that is not controlled as a means of interacting with things that have a control? It's a misnomer. This is one thing I understand about all those issues. So what it will mean is that there will be a lot of guards, Iman, unknowns, ambiguities connected to that, and that is from the means of prohibiting transactions. When transaction has gathered in it, things you don't know, you can't determine, then it has rulings of prohibition. But the issue I have regarding this is that some governments of the world have started to accept these coins. If I'm not mistaken, I know of Bahrain and Kuwait. Is it true? You people should know these things better than me now. Bahrain and Kuwait. So they started to recognize the use of that. So in our own country, it now becomes unlawful. If you have an account that runs on all these banks, the CBN will block your account. So for us now in our country, it means it becomes unlawful. Why? The government declares it unlawful. In our own country now it's unlawful. Why? Our government says it is unlawful. So that's another basic ruling that we can obtain from. Allahu Akbar. Alaykum salam.
So now, when the Muhammad people have on the he said that man means when the Prophet was given to and when he was made to the Prophet. And that camel is going to be reaching for, or is supposed to reach for. So I don't know if that understanding of reaching for the new star, then the car is going to be, and the top of what is going to be, is So I'm skeptical.
Don't be skeptical. My dear brother, we're in a generation of confusion. Confusion deliberately spreads to confuse the people. But you should have this like an urgency. Go from known to unknown. Employ what you know to understand what you don't know. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 21 companions reported that Isa al-Salah will come back again. What am I still looking for? Asking, فَلَمَا تَوَفَيْتَنِي. What does تَوَفَيْتَنِي mean? It means sleep and dream. It means dream and sleep. It means open eye, left eye. He was carried in the body. He was carried in soul. He was, why he was there? Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam. He said that Isa alayhi salam will come back to this dunya. So I mean, why all the grammar? Because all the tafsir, some scholars of tafsir, some scholars of tafsir. The chief person who brought the Quran and the tafsir said that Isa alayhi salam will come back. You want me to accept all those tafsir that they are saying? Why they are putting this Rashid read of this, this, that. Putting by this. We body ourselves. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, he told us overwhelmingly the ahadith about Nuzul Isa alayhi salam. They are mutawatir. In every generation, they have been reported by a large generation of people saying that Isa alayhi salam will come back. If the person does not have problems in his iman in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not have problems in accepting that Isa alayhi salam will come back. Because the entirety of the discussion about fil mahdi wa kahla, what does the Buhula mean, is that he's trying to prove that he will not come back. That is where that discussion Muhammad will come back. I mean, Bukhari and Muslim saying that the Prophet Muhammad will come back. Why did I say Bukhari and Muslim? Because we are clearly verified in the text. Otherwise, many books of hadith, kutub al-sunan, ma'ajim, sihah, masanid, all say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Isa alayhi salam will come back. Amongst the companions, all of them, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he used to tell children, when you see them, they will be in time that Isa alayhi salam will come back. You will be alive. If you see him, tell me that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, yaqra'u alayhi salam. There is Isa alayhi salam that me, Abu Hurairah, I say it's pretty more. So much reality amongst the companions. So Isa alayhi salam will come back. And the Quran also says so again. In a clear contrast. Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. In the riwayah of Shu'bah, وَإِنَّهُ لَعَلَمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. Isa alayhi salam, la'alam lissa'ah, alam. Like, you have a flag, it's also referred to as alam. The flag. What does the flag mean? It indicates the group of the people. So Isa alayhi salam, la'ilm, it is from the things by which we shall know as-sa'ah. Wa innahu la'ilm lissa'ah. What did he say after that? فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا وَتَبِعُوا. Don't bring this issue into an argument. وَتَبِعُوا. Just follow what I have said. Don't argue that Isa alayhi salam will come back. Don't argue that he will be fine in the last hour. فَتَبِعُوا. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ وَتَبِعُوا. Don't bring this argument. So those who bring the argument are usually divided into two groups. Those people who have Jahlun, which is from alignment. Which book of Tafsir do you read from? Alignment. So don't mind them. The first group of people are people of ignorance, Murakkab, that is double. Why is ignorance doubled? Because the man does not know and he argues what he does not know. So double is him. He does not know. And unfortunately, many of them arrive at this ignorance and the position of ignorance. From what? Trying to play with the Bible. They think it is from the worst aspect of it.
I don't understand what I'm saying. What you say, right?
What I mean to what is what you are means of the and I think you think it's very important. It's not just what you are teaching me as the you don't know, say what are the meaning of the world that works
I'm not.
But the list of what you can say that the person in the region, you can say that So these things of people be to a thought no less than that. These are the hands of people. He is no less than in the Indian. And not is it. Think please, don't understand. They trust them who is among them, the Muslims. Really like them. He says yes. But he actually agrees them and their feelings. And the trick not anymore. And he is a result of it.
Why are you like that? It's for the Muslim, it's
العقيدة الفرع المسلم. These are quite what he wants. And of course, what he knew of, he can foresee the most. Even if he does not foresee for foresee. If he doesn't, if he doesn't like it, and he doesn't have a strong example in front, he does not forgive him. He does not like him. He does not like him. He does not like him. He dies. He makes that. He can fall out of the corner.
Now, but me, I'm saying that I'm going to be Allah. That's the same thing. It's not Allah. Allah is the same thing. I think that we have to do. Thank you. I think that we have to do the same thing. And I think that we have to do for the you. We do for the you. We do for the world. 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 We do for the world.
Abdullah, order.
Okay.